Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show. Army veteran Jonathan Turnbull actually passed away multiple times while serving in Syria in 2019 after something happened. They kept losing him, and his wife was told once they got him back, he's not even going to make it 12 hours. Brace yourselves. Well, in the end, he did survive. He permanently lost his sight, though. 2 years ago, he got the call that changed his life. There was a partnership between the Home Depot Foundation and the Tunnels Towers Foundation. They said they were going to completely renovate his family's home in Michigan, so it would not only more easily accommodate his needs, but they were also paying off the mortgage. And just a couple of weeks ago, Jonathan, his wife, their three kids, they moved into this new smart home. It's been redesigned so that he can get around more easily. And I love what Jonathan says. Hope is one of our most powerful weapons systems. I love that. And that's amazing. He also said his mom always taught him to choose happiness no matter his circumstances. So that's what he's always done. He will continue to do that. And I think that house will make it a little easier.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to Christmas, how do you budget? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Nearly half of us say we regret how much money we spend at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. It's a little owie for sure.
I just have to say I don't. But
you don't spend any money at Christmas time?
No, I don't budget.
Oh, you don't budget?
Help me.
I budget, and then what happens is all those emails start coming through like, oh, it's a big pre-Thanksgiving, pre-Black Friday, all these sales, you know, pre-everything sale. Don't and then by the time this. It gets to Christmas, it's like, well, I have spent the Christmas budget on
but.
Me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love you,
Merry Mason. Christmas to me.
Yes.
Well, I have ideas for you, and one of them is, yeah, you probably should have a budget, but secondarily, you can have an agreement in a family, and I'm meaning more extended family than immediate family.
Okay.
Like my wife's family, we have an agreement that we just buy the kids' presents.
Yes.
You don't have to buy the adults' presents. You're off the hook.
I like that.
We came to that conclusion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one is pulling names. So you're buying a gift for that specific person and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get into your own immediate family, of course, you probably got to buy, you know, everyone in the family a gift. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But, and try to have somewhat of a budget there. I think that the bottom line is you're in a way mortgaging your future and paying interest on things and your credit cards. And so...
That takes all the joy out, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
We should try the kid thing. We only have two kids in our house. Unfortunately, that's my husband and me. So we'll see how that works.
Two children, me and my husband. That's awesome.
I love it.
I thought you were going to say your pets. So somebody sent this to us. I had a relationship with someone who didn't get excited when I would enthusiastically point out cows during road trips.
I can't imagine it.
The key word in the story is had a relationship.
Yes.
Road trips. I mean, if you're on a road trip, there's got to do some things to pass the time, and maybe not announcing livestock is the best. I'm not sure.
No.
Horses.
Yeah. We had a memorable trip with my grandmother one time from one side of Iowa to the next. And all through the journey, she read every street sign that she could see. And if there wasn't one, we were told what was out in the fields. So she would read 35 miles an hour, turn right, left turn ahead, nonstop, guys. From one side of Iowa to the other. My mom and I thought we were going to lose our minds. She said, I'm just enjoying journey. She's in the back seat, and we're just like, oh.
I'm just enjoying the journey. Well, I'm glad you are.
Who knew the state of Iowa was so big?
Wow. Who knew?
Oh, goodness. My dad was from Mexico, and he taught my mother a little bit of Spanish. So she really loves anything that is in Spanish. She loves it. And the morning show, Family Life Radio morning show, is based in Tucson. So we have a lot of like Spanish street signs, restaurants, and she loves to read them out loud as we pass. No. But it's the way she does it. So we'll be driving and she's like, La Choya, La Cañada, no. El Pollo. And I'm like, what are you doing? Tell me about
those. Experience hope.
Family Life Radio. We are Kankel Fritz and friends. You know, life can be difficult for kids. It may look like a simple toy, but to a child in need this Christmas, it's a reminder that God loves them.
And there's good news. You can give the gift of hope by dropping off a new unwrapped toy for children through our sister ministry, Youth Haven, and other local nonprofits. Between now and the end of this month, to ensure that they get to the kids by Christmas.
And if you like a toy wish list, drop off locations, all that good stuff, it's at myflr.org, or you can even text the word toy to 58326.
And thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. Kankel Fritz and friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Mark is with us. What's on your mind?
My son was in the Army. I had just met him a few years earlier when he was 20 years old. It was the first time I ever met him.
Wait a second. That sounds strange. You didn't know your son?
I knew about him, but when she found out she was pregnant, she left me.
Okay, there you go.
I never could catch up to him.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Finally met him when he was 20. He enlisted in the Army. He was getting ready to deploy to Iraq. I was saving up money to go down to see him off to the Middle East.
Okay.
He called me a month earlier than they were expecting to deploy. And he said, we're flying out Friday. This was Tuesday. I didn't have all the money together at the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I went to a couple of friends and said, hey, is there any way possible you could loan me $50?
Right.
I hate borrowing money for anything. Well, three friends helped me out. There were two was 50, one was 75. I still needed another $85. My plan was to fly down there, rent a car, to sleep in the car.
So what happened?
I talked to another friend of mine. He said, meet me up at the church.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he said, how much is it going to take? And I told him about $75, $85. I'll be good. He said, you're not sleeping in your car. Here's $350. Get a hotel.
Wow.
I love
this
that.
This is not a loan. Don't try to pay me back.
Oh, fantastic.
That's great. I love that.
And that's
that.
Really following and the biblical example, right?
Absolutely.
To give and not expect to receive it back.
That's a good point.
It was fantastic. It was great.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
We're on the Butterball Turkey Hotline right now. We have Brooke with us.
Any tips for those things, those little treasures that are buried inside the turkey?
That's such a nice way to put it.
Treasures, yes. You either love them or you don't. There'll be a bag of giblets in the cavity, and then there's also the neck in the body cavity. So you do want to remove both of those out, and the giblets, if you're going to use them, you're just going to simmer them in salted water for about an hour, hour and a half. And what people typically do with them is just chop them up real finely, and they put them either in their stuffing or they put them in their gravy.
We never can figure out what size to get. There's like two of us, and we always go, well, 14 pounds should be good, right? So much leftover turkey, we don't know what to do. How on earth do you figure out what size to get?
Yeah, well, we recommend about 2 pounds per person.
We're overshooting it a little.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you know, because leftovers really are another benefit of Thanksgiving. I know I'm kind of done cooking after Thanksgiving, and so that does give you some generous servings with some leftovers. And at Butterball.com, we have some brand new leftover recipes that are really good this year. But the main thing is, with any leftovers, make sure it's sliced off the turkey and into the refrigerator within 2 hours. of that turkey coming out of the oven.
You want it hanging out on the plate out all day?
Yeah, don't let it hang out on the counter all day.
Right.
Make sure you give me all the skin first.
Ooh, I like the skin too.
I will fight you for that.
I will hand my portion over to you.
No.
So be thinking about what good news you have to share, and then call us at 888-888-9976. Sherry is with us. What's going on?
Well, my special needs daughter, most recently, she had a really hard struggle. She's been trying to keep a job. It's been hard for her. She has learning disabilities, but she's determined not to take Social Security income and do work for herself. Recently, she had issues at work where people were talking about her behind her back. She's dealt with that ever since elementary school. She was just so down in the dumps that she even had thoughts of ending her life.
Oh, no.
I just encouraged her to pray. I was praying, you know, we both were. She was listening to Christian radio to keep encouraged, and God just helped her, gave her strength to go back to work and try to work it out. And just yesterday, she told me that one of the guys that had been talking behind her back came out on break and apologized to her. Mm-hmm. And she said she just had the best day of her life, she said. And so I just want to encourage others that are struggling and at the end of their rope that God is real and he's working, and don't give up.
Love that. Wow.
That's beautiful.
What an answer to prayer. So how is God working in your life? We'd love to hear your story. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Eric is with us. What can we do for you?
So I want to share with you a great way to make a turkey that will give you a perfectly cooked 16-pound turkey in about an hour and 15 minutes.
What?
Hour and 15 minutes?
Oh, my goodness.
I kid you not. It's called dry brining.
Okay.
So I learned it from a TV show called Good Eats by a guy by the name of Alton Brown.
Yeah. Yes, yes. He's the scientific guy.
Yeah, so basically 4 days before Thanksgiving, you butterfly, which basically means you cut the backbone out of it and flatten it. Okay. Then you coat it with this salt and herb mixture, and you put it on a flat sheet in your refrigerator for the next 4 days.
Okay. 4 days.
Sort of like a dry rub on a brisket if you're going to do some barbecue.
Exactly. Okay. And it sits in your refrigerator for 4 days.
Wow.
Now, you have to understand, the first time we did this, my family thought I was a heathen to do such a thing to a turkey. But I'll tell you what, it is phenomenal. And then when you roast it, you roast it at 425 for like 45 minutes, and then you turn it down and you roast it the last 30 minutes at like 350. And here's the really cool part. You cook it on an open rack in your oven, and below that is your usual turkey pan, but in it is all the stuff you would make stuffing with. So we do it with parsnips and rutabagas and Brussels sprouts and onions, and the drippings from the turkey land in the pan. And then with about 15 minutes to go, you add croutons and some apple vinegar.
Oh my goodness.
And you have stuffing that's not mushy, because I hate mushy stuffing.
Yes.
And you have a turkey that, I kid you not, it is the most moist turkey I have ever eaten. White meat that literally drips with moisture.
That sounds amazing.
We are captivated. Wow.
Well, I look like a German shepherd that's looking at a ribeye right now.
I know. I mean, just mop up the drool, would you?
No kidding. This is crazy.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio. Good morning. We are Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends, and Misty's got something good for you this morning.
Back in July of 2020, Augusta, Maine police officer Sarah Rogers got a call about an injured dog, and it had been abandoned. So she set out to find the dog. When she did, she carefully moved this sweet little puppy to her car, took her straight to the vet. Both Sarah and the vet tried to find the owner. They weren't able, so the vet asked if Sarah would be willing to check on the dog through the night till the morning staff could get there. But guess what happened? Sarah fell in love with his puppy, and vice versa. They bonded. And the second the dog became available for adoption, Sarah filled out all the paperwork. The puppy now goes by the name Rey, after Sarah's favorite Star Wars character, and she is living her best life in never again in danger of being abandoned.
Oh, love that.
I love that.
I know.
So sweet.
Love our puppies.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
So, 2 in 3 people say they believe their family recipes would make the best-selling recipe book.
Oh.
Here's a problem. A lot of people won't share those.
Oh. Well,
both. Are you one that doesn't share your recipes? 888-888-9976. Or you can text us at 58326. I believe there's somebody in the studio here that also is sort of like that.
Well, sort of. But mostly I love to share.
Mandy is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a recipe that I don't share. I made my mom's 12-layer bull fudge cake, and I don't share it because it's like a family recipe.
A 12-layer what cake?
Bold fudge cake. It's
bold.
Oh, whoa.
It's not just fudge. It's bold fudge.
Boiled
fudge
cake.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm from Georgia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm from Georgia.
No.
We boil stuff and we use oil, so, you know.
You change the oil in car. I apologize because I used to live in the South and I didn't pick up on bold. So that's my fault.
But yeah, it's a 12-layer boiled fudge cake. And my mom's been making it for years. And now I make it and I don't share the recipe. I actually sell the cake for like $50.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. You have a business.
Well, then I wouldn't give out the recipe either because now you're like Colonel Sanders, you know.
Right.
Exactly. It's my little secret. I have to hang on to it.
You can tell us, though, because we won't tell anybody.
Well, y'all have a blessed day.
She's hanging up.
Kankel Fritz and friends with you. So, Thanksgiving, the turkey. Do you put stuffing in there? Or is it called dressing? And do we put it inside the turkey? We got Brooke with us from the Butterball Turkey Hotline. What say you?
Oh, good question. Yes, it's really the research we've done over the years, it's 50-50. So 50% of our callers love the stuff, and it's really based on tradition. Okay. If they grew up having a stuffed turkey, and et cetera. So it's a great way to prepare your turkey. Of course, it's going to take a little bit longer to roast.
Oh, okay.
You're going to want to make sure you stuff the turkey right before you put it in the oven. And use that meat thermometer. It's your best friend on Thanksgiving Day. And it just takes the guesswork out of everything. And the center of that stuffing should reach 165 degrees. And then the dressing is just the stuffing in a casserole cooked separately.
Oh, okay. So stuffing is inside and then dressing is cooked on the outside.
I've never had, I don't think, legitimate stuffing.
Like cooked inside the turkey. Yeah.
Who makes it inside? Do you make it inside the turkey, Sally?
No, I don't anymore, but I grew up with it inside the turkey. And it's very moist and delicious. And yeah.
I'll have to try it.
Now we stuff the cavity of our turkey with citrus and herbs, fresh herbs inside, and it is phenomenal.
It gives it such a great aroma, too.
So I'm wondering, one of the things I detest is dry turkey.
Yes.
How can we keep that sucker juicy?
Oh, yes.
We're going to go back to that meat thermometer. When the breast is 170 and that thigh is 180, you know the turkey's done, and take it out of the oven. If you overcook a turkey, you're going to get a dry turkey.
So it's overcooking. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. People are, you know, afraid that they undercook it, so they keep it in there too long. So if it's completely thawed, you put it in the oven for the time frame that came, you know, with the turkey. Right. Gauge it with that meat thermometer, and you'll have a tender and juicy turkey every time.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Teresa's with us. Tell us what's going on.
My two sons are like oil and water, and I've been just praying for them to get along because it makes it so hard for me. And their father passed away in 2017. And without me even saying, do this, please, whatever, his brother's getting married in South Africa in January. And guess who got his passport and his own ticket?
Oh, wow.
I did not beg him, didn't do anything. He made it, you know, made up his own mind, kept asking me questions, and the next thing I know, he put all his paperwork in to get his passport. This is, you know, baby steps, but one way or another, these two boys are going to get along.
Wow.
Right now, they're at least talking to each other, and they have blocked each other from their phones and stuff, so I'm like, okay, it's a step.
Nothing hurts a mom's heart than to see her kids arguing, maybe this holiday season's a great time for some of us to think about how we can mend some fences, relationships. Make that your gift.
That's right, Sally. Maybe if you're listening right now and you're at odds with someone in your family, just think of the gift you could be given to mama or somebody else by deciding to drop your differences.
Right.
Can't we all get along?
Yeah. That could be the best gift ever.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. I listen to you guys in the car all the time. I should say all the time. It's the only thing I ever have on in the car when I'm traveling. So love it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, hey, we would love to hear your joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We've got Brooke with us from the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
So many of us have the pellet grills. And can we put our turkey outside on the pellet grill and smoke it?
Yes, because I did it last year.
Oh, you sure can. It's a great way to do it. You can gather outside and do your turkey that way. So that's a great question. You can give us a call here at Butterball and we can walk you through that process.
So, Mr. Kankel Fritz, how are you cooking your turkey this year?
I don't know if we're having.
What?
But if we do, we go back and forth between standing rib roast and turkey.
Oh,
but if I do, I'll probably put in the Traeger. Yeah, we will probably smoke it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Misty?
Jason will put it in the oven. I'm a domestic disaster. And I will just impatiently wait for it to be done enough to eat the skin off of it.
You're
every year. I am. The only thing anybody will let me make is green bean casserole. I can't touch anything complicated.
That's
not my job to do the turkey.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.